your 10 a.m. deadlines. In local news, the annual schoolie celebrations on the Gold Coast is expected to be scaled back this year due to beach erosion from Tropical Cyclone Alfred. While the council assures the party will be business as usual, the event infrastructure, including the stage, will now be located off the sand and the schoolies hub will be smaller than previous years. This year will also host the first schoolies run club, which will cater for the dramatic change in culture over the past 5 years. Red Frog's founder said schoolies are now more focused on their health and fitness, consuming dramatically less alcohol than ever before. In other local news, NDIS funding uncertainty means Queenslanders, including couple Louise and Darren, may never be able to retire. Louise and Darren have spent years creating a care plan for their 22-year-old Mary, who is nonverbal with cerebral palsy, epilepsy, mobility issues, and autism. However, Mary's National Disability Insurance Scheme was cut dramatically earlier this year, as NDIS have been making a mass amount of considered cuts to different participants across the country. Quote, "We need to set Mary up as best as we can so she could live her life as independently as possible from us," Ms. Catton said.
In national news, the Laos hostel where 6 people were fatally poisoned with methanol a year ago is now confirmed to reopen. Parents of the 2 young female victims from Australia say the Laos authorities' failure to hold those responsible to account has exacerbated their pain. All staff associated with that night have avoided charges, as the owner of the hostel denied the poisoned drinks came from his bar. The hostel is called Vang Vieng's Nana Backpackers Hostel, but the worker revealed the hostel is set to reopen under a new name. Bethany Clark, best friend of Simone White, who died from methanol poisoning a year earlier, has also confirmed that she is confident that her poisoning was from Nana Backpackers and is appalled by the repeated offences. In other national news, Tony Abbott has revealed the reason behind his bizarre moment of silence during the 2011 interview with 7 News journalist Mark Riley. What was dubbed the stare-off by media had drawn criticism to Abbott's silent deadpan reaction to being asked about his, quote, "shit happens," end quote, comment on the death of an Australian soldier while on a trip to Afghanistan. In an interview on ABC's Civic Duty show, Abbott claimed he felt ambushed by the question and had chosen a, quote, "stony silence," end quote, rather than, quote, "thumping or biting back," end quote, at Riley. Mark Riley clarified in his own interview of events that there was no ambush and had briefed Abbott's media manager for 20 minutes before asking the question.
In international news, tensions have grown between the US president and one of his most devoted congressional supporters, which has spiraled into a public feud. Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, once a Trump defender, questioned Trump's loyalty to the nation for his resistance to having the Epstein files released. The president called Greene, quote, "wacky Marjorie," end quote, on social media after she criticized him. Greene's resistance stemmed not only from his refusal to release the Epstein files, but also negligence to address booming prices for Americans. For your weather today, Brisbane is going to be warm and sunny all day. It is currently 28 degrees, with an expected maximum of 32. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is an extreme band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast.